Breece Hall's week ended about 10 minutes into it. He left Monday's practice early after hurting his groin in the red zone team period, injured, of all ways, catching a pass from Geno Smith near the left sideline and stepping out of bounds before going down, per the team's practice report from Amanda Vogt and Eric Allen. Aaron Glenn's first read was mild. "I don't think it was a big deal, but I want to make sure I get the evaluation on that, pending imaging." The imaging disagreed enough to matter. By Tuesday, the timeline was 2 to 3 weeks, with Glenn saying Hall should be ready for the regular season, per the team's report. Jets on SI's follow-up identified it as a right groin strain. He missed the rest of the practice week and Friday's 17-0 win at Pittsburgh, and the timeline runs him through cutdown day and into the first days of September, with the opener on September 13th inside its outer edge. There is a bitter little irony in the mechanism. The June preview was never worried about Hall's running. It was worried about the receiving role, which had fallen from 76 catches to 57 to 36 across 3 seasons, and the whole watch was whether Frank Reich's offense would rebuild that usage. The first meaningful pass-catching data point of camp is the one that hurt him. In his absence, the backfield defaulted to Braylon Allen and Keenan Wangwu, with Isaiah Davis also out with a knee injury per the team's August 18th report. An arrangement everyone involved describes as temporary, and which Glenn's regular season assurance is meant to keep that way. What to watch is binary and dated, whether Hall is back at practice inside Glenn's 2 to 3 week window, and whether the team's handling around cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, stays consistent with a week 1 return. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.